horrible of fear.
It would never end. I looked around the room, then watched her small breasts. Her breathing was slow. My face had grown pale. These endless moments when there is nothing to be said. I bit back tears and walked along the edge of the bed. Bow down, I say, with a quivering smile on my lips. The naked woman laughed, lying moaning, helpless, totally alone. A flower blossoming in her skull, her teeth gleamed in an involuntary rictus grin. Keep me forever and ever, she rose quietly to his side. Her face pushed up into the fresh meat, a huge raven filling her mouth. She was trembling, sticking around the edge. You can't tell me what to do. He made love to her. The sound had come from the bedroom. He threw open the drapes. He hoped that he would die there like a harsh slap. You mustn't hide from me like that, he said, ripping and shredding, fist pummeling her neck. The bad man, puppet, was dancing, carrying the pig's head. He capered about in mad abandon, naked penis flopped obscenely. The bridge that night was slow, horrible, and thick with menace. Something was wrong. The man sensed something. The darkness held itself silent. A fragrant mist hung in the air. This place must have been sacred to the Indians long ago, he thought. But who else? He stared down into the rolling river waves, just soaking in the weird vibes. His every nerve felt alive. The wind tickled each hair on his head with cloud-like fingers. When she arrived, he got up his nerve that he would kiss her. His nerves danced as he heard her approaching footsteps. You don't love me! Her cry of despair and terror rang. He was still capable of smiling when he told her he loved her. But deep inside him, he knew it was just her lovely tiny hands rubbing his throbbing meat buddy that he wanted. They heard the quiet tread of footsteps. She held his hands more tightly.